This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered 6,600 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. Hundreds of the nearly 1,000 schools the newspaper contacted did not reply to the questions. The statistics do not include numbers for the fall semester that has already started at some schools. The Times said for these reasons the estimate is almost certainly an undercount. American educators are cobbling together a hodgepodge of plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some have taken all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. Meanwhile, lawmakers for the Navajo Nation, an American Indian group hit hard by the pandemic, have approved nearly $651 million in spending to fight COVID-19. The funds came from more than $714 million the tribe had received as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. About 175,000 people live on the reservation that spreads across parts of the U.S. states of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. About one-third of the homes lack even running water. As of Friday, the tribe reported more than 9,000 people infected, and at least 456 Navajo citizens have died so far of COVID-19. China sent seven Chinese health officials on the first of a 60-member team to Hong Kong on Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. Hong Kong's new infections have been in the triple digits for the past 11 days. Australia's state of Victoria has experienced a recent surge in cases resulting in the imposition of new lockdown restrictions in Melbourne. So far, worldwide, nearly 18 million people have been infected with COVID-19. VOA News. In the United States, the White House Coronavirus Task Force leader, Dr. Deborah Birx, says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It's extraordinarily widespread." That's the end of her quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. The United States has the world's biggest number of cases at 4.6 million. That's a quarter of the world's total, and it has seen more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration. They proclaimed the end of the pandemic has arrived. The protest came as German authorities voiced increased concern about an uptick in new infections. Travelers entering France from 16 countries where the coronavirus is circulating widely are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. Venezuela's main opposition parties on Sunday pledged to boycott legislative elections scheduled for December 6th. The opposition parties say the elections will be rigged by the ruling Socialist Party. The move was widely expected after a series of recent interventions by President Nicolas Maduro's government in the National Electoral Council and opposition political parties. The parties boycotted Maduro's 2018 re-election on similar grounds. They now label him a usurper. But it nonetheless paves the way forward toward a loss of opposition control of the National Assembly, which could complicate the standing of Juan Guaido, who is recognized by dozens of countries as Venezuela's rightful president due to his position as the Speaker of the Assembly. Mexican army and state security forces have captured Jose Antonio Yepes, a prominent drug gang leader blamed for helping to fuel a major surge in violence in the country in recent years, authorities said on Sunday. Widely known as El Maro, Yepes was captured in an operation carried out early on Sunday morning. That's according to the federal government and authorities in the central state of Guanajuato. The area is a flashpoint for gang violence. And the U.S. Marine says it has ended the search and rescue mission for seven missing Marines and one sailor following an accident in Southern California. All the service members are presumed dead. 15 Marines and one sailor were participating in a routine training exercise Thursday off the coast of San Clemente Island, California. Marissa Melton, VOA News.